Hey guys, welcome to Sunday Night Reflection. Before we start, I just want to put a message to you. First of all, congratulations. Congratulations on getting through the week. And I want you to just literally pat yourself on your back right now. Just pat yourself on the back and congratulate yourself. You deserve a pat on the back. It has been an extraordinary week for many. Most of us have reflected on new beginnings, traumas, stress, worry, anxiety. And you just need to take that time to just congratulate yourself for getting through the week, for getting through the dark days, for getting through a stressful work day, for getting through a day with your children driving you crazy. Getting through a difficult time with grief, perhaps, or a difficult situation. Just sit down before we start and just pat yourself on your back. Now, Sunday Night Reflection's all about burning candles at both ends. Are we doing that? Are we finding that we're not eating enough in the day? We're not hydrating enough? We're not sleeping enough? We're not thinking about ourselves? Ourselves are the most important thing on the universe. We cannot do anything without ourselves. We cannot help our children. We cannot make our workday excellent. We cannot feed ourselves. We cannot do anything without helping ourselves. So I want you to really reflect on being yourself today. For the next week, obviously, we know we only have one day at a time. But in that time that you are planning your week, I want you to build in some time for yourself. Yourself. Your self-worth. Your respect for yourself. Your integrity for yourself. Your food intake for yourself. Your sleep intake for yourself. You are the most important human being. You have to be healthy and you have to have your mindset clear to help others and get through the week. It's easier said than done. And as you know, I am madly passionate about making sure that you are hydrated and you're eating well. So tonight we're just going to down the day. Congratulations for getting through. Maybe you can do 1% better, 10% better, or 100% better tomorrow if you haven't eaten well, if you haven't slept the best, you haven't been kind to somebody, or someone's been unkind to you. It's time to let it go. And next week, you're going to make sure that you put in that extra time for yourself. So let's do this. Let's see how we get on. I'd love to know how you get on next week and tell me all about it. Because if you were told, you know, that you're able to do something if you put your mind to it, you usually can. So I'm here to coach you, to help you, guide you and protect you. I want you to understand I will do my best to help you grow, to help you feel strong. So let's begin. Take a seat or lay down in your bed. Maybe put some soft music on in the background. Make sure you're comfortable. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your hands. Remind yourself that you are alive. Close your eyes down and just shake your shoulders slightly. Shake them out. You may be hearing your heartbeat in your ears. Sometimes if you're anxious and stressed, your heartbeat could be heard much more in your ears at the time of meditation. That's okay. That just means you're aware. So I just want you to really focus on your breath. A nice deep breath in and a nice deep breath out. Nice deep breath in and a nice deep breath out. And I just want you to really notice your breath right now. Take a nice deep breath in through your nostrils and out with a massive sigh. Let it go. Let it go. Let the week go, as we always do on a Sunday. Let it go and let your thoughts go with it. Whatever is in your mind right now can be dealt with. We're just going to take some time out. We don't have to think of them thoughts anymore. This is your time. This is your self time. Your self-care time. And this is the time that you can reflect on you. Are you burning the candle at both ends? Are you not looking after yourself correctly? Are you not feeling good inside? Are you not feeling healthy? Ask yourself why. What could be the reason? Something's getting to you, you're stressed, someone's hurting you, someone's abandonment, it could be anything. It could be anything. But something is getting to you to not help you grow. So what could it be? And ask yourself why. Take a deep breath in. And a deep breath out. Just remind yourself of the dark stillness in your mind. All you can feel right now is peace. All you can feel right now is you breathing. Stillness. Calm. Reflection. Breathe in and breathe out. Now we're going to just breathe in and then hold and count to 10 and breathe out. So let's begin. Breathe in, hold, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and breathe out. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Breathe out, breathe in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, breathe out. Breathe out your stresses. Breathe out your insecurities and your anxiety and your fears. Breathe in your love, compassion, kindness, and truths. Breathe in. Take in that breath with the light. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Breathe out the dark. Breathing out the darkness and the pain and the suffering. Breathe in the light, the love, the gratitude, the kindness, the peace. Take a deep breath in and breathe out the darkness, the fear, the unknown, the limiting beliefs, the destructiveness, the hurt, the pain. Let it go. Let it go. Forgiveness is key. Kindness is going to give you everything you deserve. Gratitude. I know sometimes it's very difficult to feel these feelings when you're feeling angry or hurt or self-destructive. But you must bring them in so your body can heal. You must bring them in so the dopamine can move around your body gracefully. It's time to release the tension, the cortisol. Release it out of your mouth. You don't need it. It does not serve you. Let it go. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Just want you to lay in stillness. Calm. Peace. You may feel tingling on your fingers. Enjoy this feeling. It's okay. Just relax. Just relax and take it in. Take in the light, the love, the gratitude, the kindness. And let go of your pain. Let go of your fear. Let go of your bereavement. Let go of everything. And just be in the present. Be in the now. For you are at peace right now. You are calm. You're reflective. You're responsive. And you are able to be free from pain, fear, anxiety, and stress. You are not afraid to just be. You are not afraid to just be in the present. No past, no future. Just in the present. Breathe in. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Breathe out and then breathe in. And breathe out. And breathe in. And then breathe out and then breathe in. And I want you to just put your hands above your head and stretch your legs right out. Pull your body out and pull as hard as you can from both ends, like you're being stretched. And just feel that tension easing from your back, easing from your heart, your arms, your neck, your head, everything. And release. And just be in the present. Just be in the present. There's nothing. No voices. No mind wandering. Nothing. This is called peace. Divine peace. And just enjoy it. Just listen to your heartbeat. Just listen to your breath. Just listen to you, yourself, being at peace. Still, relaxed, safe, and loved. Be at peace. I want you to take a deep breath in. Stretch your arms above your head again and your feet. Stretch them as far as you can. And then wiggle your toes and gently come back to the present moment. Start to become aware of your surroundings. We're going to just count to 10 and take a deep breath in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just relax. But open your eyes, wiggle your toes and your feet. Just come back to the present moment. I hope that really helps you, and I hope you understand that when we actually switch down with our meditation, you do go into somewhere where there's nothingness. And that is where you're finding yourself, your peace and quiet, your calm, your yin and your yang. Just be at present.